As the action potential arrives at the neuron's synaptic end bulb, it causes a depolarization of the motor end plate. This change in voltage opens calcium channels and allows calcium ions to rush into the neuron. This influx of calcium ions causes the synaptic vesicles in the neuron to fuse with the membrane, thereby releasing the neurotransmitter acetylcholine into the synaptic cleft. Acetylcholine triggers the opening of sodium-gated channels, flooding the interior of the cell with sodium ions. Increased sodium ion levels generate a muscle action potential that travels along the sarcolemma. Click on the sarcolemma to explore how the muscle action potential initiates contraction. The muscle action potential spreads over the sarcolemma and down into the muscle cell. The T-tubules then carry the action potential to the sarcoplasmic reticulum. The cisterns of the sarcoplasm store calcium ions. The action potential triggers a chain of enzymatic reactions that eventually open ligand-gated calcium channels and release calcium ions from the terminal cisterns of the sarcoplasmic reticulum into the cytosol.